be the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Oh, girl!
Hockey faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way.
Word up, it's Word Girl.
Kids, today's featured words are rival and morale. On a sunny Saturday morning, the Botsford family is trying something new for breakfast.
Spaghetti and meatballs?
That's right. Today's the annual car wash wash-off school fundraiser.
And?
Well, I was reading this article that said you should eat pasta before entering a marathon or a car wash. Keeps morale high and gives you more oomph.
Oomph? Oh. Okay. Pass the Parmesan cheese, please.
And we're going to need all our strength if we're going to beat our rivals, the Mings.
Han, the car wash isn't a competition, and the Mings aren't our rivals.
Right! This is all for fun, right, kids?
Right, Dad.
Right, Dad.
And it'll be even more fun when we're named the top car washing family for the third year in a row. Right, kids? Huh? Who's with me? Smiling?
Right, Dad.
That's the spirit. Now, who wants more spaghetti?
Help! Someone is robbing the Gilded Cleaver from the Kitchens of the Past Museum.
Oh, dear. But why are you telling us?
Isn't this the police station?
Nope. This is the Botsford residence. We're the Botsfords.
Oh, sorry. Help!
That's our cue. We need an excuse. That could work. Mom, Dad, Bob and I need to go get new rubber gloves for the car wash.
Okay, hon. We'll meet you there. Hey, they didn't finish their breakfast pasta.
Moments later, on their way to the Kitchens of the Past Museum...
Wait, did I read that right?
Yep. Our mayor will let just about anyone build a museum. So, Huggy, someone is trying to steal the Gilded Cleaver. And since a cleaver is a knife used to cut meat, I think I have a pretty good idea who we're up against. No, not Two Brains. His thing is the cheese, remember? Come on. A cleaver cuts meat, therefore it must be... all right. Well, there's a museum. Hang tight. You'll see.
Hi, my dear, and the masked meat marauder. Prepare to be dazzled by my never-before-seen powers over meat and meat byproducts.
You're not from around here, are you?
No. I just moved to the city yesterday, in fact.
Well, I hate to break this to you, but this city already has a meaty villain. His name is...
All right, nobody move. It is I, the Butcher, and I'm here to robberate the Gilded Clea. Who are you? Who is he?
New meat villain, and it's Rob, not robbery.
New? I'll have you know I've been doing this for years. Certainly longer than Pajama Guy over here.
Hey, bub, this here's a professional uniform. Not like your getup.
Just because you don't recognize a real butcher's uniform...
Real butcher? You're copying my act and stealing my identity!
I think you mean identity.
The only thing I'm stealing is that Gilded Cleaver.
Yeah, I don't think so, bud.
Guys.
I doubt you think at all.
Guys.
Oh, you're gonna eat those words.
Guys!
What?
You're not copying each other, okay? You're rivals.
We're what now?
You're rivals. Competitors with similar qualities who are both trying for the same goal. In this case, you two rivals are each trying to be the town's number one meat villain.
Fascinating. Lovely to meet you both. Keep in touch.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, no, you don't.
Bestrami attack!
Ha, ha, ha. Is that your idea of a meat attack? Dumping pastrami on people?
Oh, and I suppose you could do better.
I suppose I could. Chicken with balsamic shallot puree. Au revoir.
Oh, you're gonna get it.
Knocked off the hoop! Great. Two rival meat villains at each other's throats. Oh, and it's time for the car wash. Oh, well, I'm glad you think it's delicious. Come on.
Hiya, Botsfords.
Yes. Hiya.
Hey, Mr. Botsford. My dad said to tell you, good luck. Enjoy second place.
How nice of him.
Say, where's Becky? She's your best washer, and it looks like your team could use a boost in, what's that word?
Morale. It means how excited a group of people feels about what they're doing.
Yeah, that's the definition. Thanks, Becky. I was almost late today, too. I had to cover a story for the Daily Rag.
Uh-huh. That's great, Scoots.
It was about Mrs. Von Hoosinghaus. Did you know that she bought a diamond-studded grill for her barbecue today? Weird.
Diamond-studded barbecue grill? I think I know where this is going. Dad, I'll be right back. I have to go get some soap that's, soapier. So the sponges will go faster. Sure to improve morale.
Okay, but hurry back. We're starting soon.
Soapier sponges, eh?
Word up!
Oh, I wish we had matching t-shirts.
Moments later, at the mansion of Miss Edith Von Hoosinghaus...
Oh, word, girl. Thank goodness you're here.
For the last time, hands off, bub. I'm taking the grill.
Maybe you should. You'll need something to play with now that I've replaced you.
The only thing that needs replacing around here is your mouthwash.
All right. Knock it off, both of you.
No way. This grill's mine. I thought of it first.
Yes, but I got here first, so it's mine. Baloney breath here won't give it up.
Watch it, steak face.
That's prime. I'm rib, baby.
Hey, here's the thing. Neither one of you is stealing the grill. I'm taking you both in.
Ooh. Kielbasa Crusher!
Filet mignon with cognac sauce. Now then, the grill is my... Huh?
Toodaloo.
Our guards!
Why, that's sneaky.
Well, that was embarrassing. For you. But at least the morale of the party guests seems to be picking up.
Help! The Ming family is running away with this year's car wash! I think the Botsfords might be done for!
I don't remember inviting him.
Sometimes we need a little help getting to the next scene.
Oh, all right then.
Come on, CHF! Word up!
Over at the elementary school, the car wash wash-off is in full swing.
Another satisfied customer!
How many is that, son?
4.
Oh, let's see. By this time last year, we had washed... 125 cars? Sweet David Blaine, that's not very good at all!
Come on, gang. We're out here to have fun and work for a good cause.
Oh, cause schmaws. This stinks. We're losing. Becky's not here and we don't even have matching t-shirts.
Hey, team. How we doing?
Oh, who cares anymore?
Yeesh. Seems like morale sure could use a boost.
I'll say. The Mings are ahead 128-4 with only 30 minutes left.
Help! The butcher's on TV!
This is the butcher with a message for my so-called rival, the Mass Meat Marauder. See this? This is the priceless ye old butcher shop porcelain figure. Whoever steals it first gets to stay in town. The loser has to pack up and ship out. Got it?
Wait just a minute now.
Hey! Split screen!
Why do you get to choose what we steal?
Get off my TV!
Oh, whoops! We need a new spray bottle. This one's acting funny. See? Be right back. Hang in there.
Ha-ha! You missed! Corned beef kapow!
Pathetic. Chicken a la king with Dijon vinaigrette.
You missed again, you... misser!
Hold it right there, butcher, and also the masked meat marauder.
Pork chop chop!
Venison sausage with lingonberry mousse.
Huggy, incoming!
Hey, no fair. Did you know he could do that?
You got a lot to learn about those two, bub.
Time to pack it in, meatsters.
I don't think so, word girl. We have you surrounded.
We? I'm not helping you. You're my rival. And you give meat villains a bad name.
All right. Have it your way. Meatball mayhem!
Triple roasted Peking duck.
Elevator out.
Oh, great. Way to go, steak face.
You know, with a splash of tomato sauce and some penne, these wouldn't be half bad.
Tell them what they've won, Sarge.
A long stay in our special meat villain jail cell. Except there's only room for one. Let's go, butcher.
Really? You're picking me? Hey, thanks! In your face, Marauder!
We're shipping you out, Marauder. There's an empty jail cell in the next city over. Metropolis.
Metropolis?
Yeah, there's 23 butcher shops, a hamburger parade every Sunday, and no superheroes or superhero monkeys.
Sounds quite nice, actually.
No fair! I want to go to Metropolis!
Yeah, hello.
Help! The Botsford family is about to lose their car wash wash-off to their rivals, the Mings!
I don't think that's a crime.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. Help!
Gee, those Botsfords sure sound like a nice family. Coincidentally, and in no way related, we have to go now. Goodbye. Word up!
And with just 1 minute to go, the Botsfords trail the Mings, 150-20. Looks like the Botsfords can kiss their title goodbye. But what's this? The Botsford tally is going up, up, up. 30 cars? 50 cars? 80? 90? 100?
Mom! Dad! It's Becky!
Just look at her go! 120, 130, 140, 145! And that is time, everybody! Put down your sponges!
Great job, sweetheart!
Way to go, Becky! Must have been the spaghetti we ate for breakfast.
The final tally is 152 to 152! It's a tie.
Congratulations, Botsford.
You too.
You're going down next year, Botsford.
Come get some, Ming. So, car wash slash meat battle fans, for a surefire boost in morale and action-adventure entertainment with no rival, tune in to the next exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is scowl. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the correct meaning of the word. Emily!
Thanks, Mr. Handsome.
Call me Bo. It means good looking in French.
A scowl is a bad guy, like Dr. Two Brain's henchman.
No, I'm sorry, Emily. That is incorrect.
You must feel just as embarrassed as Toby did when Becky beat him at Cash or Pie.
The name of the game was Crash or Pie.
Yes, Phil?
A scowl may make a face like that.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Well, it looks like no one wins today's game. By the way, the correct definition of scowl is a frown or an angry expression. Like the look on your faces. Huggy, show them what they could have won. A state-of-the-art official Word Girl six-wheeler motorcycle!
Ooh.
But no one won. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Psst, listen for compliment... and lair. In the dark depths of an evil villain's secret lair.
I, Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, should be the biggest, most powerful, most feared supervillain in the city. And I would be if it weren't for Word Girl. Oh, how I hate her. Well, hate is such a strong word. Let's just say I don't like her very much. Yes, I don't like her very much at all. And here is the key to taking over the city and stopping Word Girl once and for all. My new super yummy delicious salami sandwich. It's so yummy delicious that everyone in the city will give me anything I want for just one bite. Let's see Word Girl stop that. Yeah! And now for the final touch. Just a little dip in my super special mayo with extra zing.
Oh. It's time for the dentist!
No! Ma, you ruined my evil plan.
I'll be in the car!
Why does Ma always have to ruin everything? She ruined my giant mustard sprinkler, my fake sandwich coupon caper, my Halloween sleepover in eighth grade, and now this! I gotta get out of here. What if I built myself an evil lair? That way, I could move out and get Word Girl at the same time. Yeah! From this day forward, Chucky Bear will have a new evil lair. I mean, Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy. Please, could you forget the Chucky Bear thing?
We wish we could.
The next day, in Word Girl's spaceship clubhouse...
Nice moves, Huggy. Looking good.
Ah!
No, I'm not. That was was a sincere compliment. I really meant it. Oh, still looking good, Huggy. Oh, incoming call. Saved by the bell. Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy?
Hey, word girl. I was just sitting around, and I thought I'd see if you guys wanted to come out and, I don't know, have a little superhero, evil villain thing?
I guess. Sure. Let me just grab Captain Huggy Face.
Okay, meet you at the park. Bye.
Come on, Huggy. We have to go stop Chuck from, some evil crime. Maybe. Word up, I guess.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming.
Sure. So, did you have a crime planned or something?
Nah, I just wanted to give you a little present. Of mustard!
Mustard! Whoa!
I can't believe you fell for the old inviting the superhero to the park, then coating them in a thick layer of mustard trick. Hey, a bus token. Oh, goody.
Mustard at home, you know. Well, we're definitely not at the park anymore. I wonder where this hallway leads.
To your doom!
Chuck? What is this place?
Well, you, my dizzy super duo, are in my new evil lair, Sandwich World!
Look!
It's a theme park made to finish off you and that Captain Fancy Pants once and for all. Feel free to fight your way out, if you can.
We have to get out of here! Huggy, look! That looks like a way out. Whoa! Whoa. Hey, this is actually kind of fun in a nauseating kind of way. There it is!
Hey, good thinking back there. Really, really smart.
Wow, thanks for the compliment.
Anytime, sister.
Anyway, Huggy, we have to find a... We're sinking, aren't we? What is this stuff? Marshmallow? Is it good? Uh-oh. Quick, Huggy. Look for something to grab onto. You realize you're just making me sink faster? Whoa! Man, this is some lair. Great. Now we're stuck again. Uh-oh. Hey, that was kind of annoying. Wow.
Well, I didn't want anyone to get hurt.
Okay. Kind of defeats the point, but I'm not complaining. Whoa!
Well, it seems my new lair has got the upper hand on you.
You're right so far. But don't worry. Captain Huggy Face and I will figure out how to break out of your little hideaway.
Hideaway? No, this is a lair. You're not that great with words, are you?
A lair is a secret hideaway. It's a hideout no one else knows about. For example, my lair is... Oh, wait. I probably shouldn't tell you.
Yeah, you could if you want. I'll probably forget by the next episode anyway.
That's true. You do have a pretty bad memory. Okay, my secret lair is the spaceship I came to Earth in.
It is? Wow. Awesome. Oop. You know what that means.
Not really.
It's pickle time!
Wow, we're really in a pickle. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yes, you could have.
Where'd you go? Come on.
Okay, Huggy. I'll distract Chuck. You crawl through the air duct, find Chuck's control room, and shut down this sinister lair.
Bird girl, are you still in the room?
Maybe. Why?
No reason. All right, word girl. If you like the rest of my lair, I think you'll be really impressed with this room. That's why I said the whole impressed thing. Get it? Pressed? It's a sandwich press.
funny.
Thanks.
Come on, Huggy, hurry up.
Hey, where's your monkey guy?
Oh, him? He's trapped in one of the other rooms. Couldn't get out. Nope.
I knew with this new lair I'd be able to defeat you.
Yeah, you know, this place is really amazing. And I'm not just giving you a compliment in order to butter you up so you'll let your guard down, allowing us to capture you by surprise. It really is great.
Thanks. I think. What's a compliment?
A compliment is when you say something nice about someone or something. Like if I tell the narrator he's been doing a great job lately.
Oh, it's no big... Thank you.
Don't mention it. Or Chuck, when I say your new lair is really amazing.
Oh, I get it. Well, thank you for the compliment, Word Girl.
No problem. I'll tell you, Chuck, Sandwich World may be the best evil lair I've ever been in.
Oh, wow. I'm blushing up here.
You really have a beautiful new home.
Right. New home. Yeah.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. Why would anything be wrong?
No reason. You just sound a little sad.
I'm not sad. I have the evil lair of my dreams.
Okay.
So what if it's hard moving into a new place? I'll get used to it.
Right.
And so what if I'm having a little trouble figuring out where everything is, and my mom's not here to tuck me in at night?
Mom tuck-ins are the best.
I know. They are. It's just that this has been a bigger adjustment than I expected. And, well...
Chuck, you sound a little homesick.
What? Homesick? For that dark basement?
Well, I was just saying.
And my pesky mother always nosing into my business?
I don't really know your mother.
And her delicious hot sandwiches. The special one she made whenever I was feeling down.
Yeah,
And the way she kissed my boo-boos when I fell off my exercise bike? I want to go home.
How about stopping these walls first?
This was a huge mistake. How could I leave my mommy? How could I leave my mommy?
Chuck, just hit the stop button and I'll bring you back to your mommy, okay? Please? Huggy, find the controls! Quickly! Just push the button! Phew. Thanks, Huggy.
Oh, man, that felt good. Sometimes you need to get all the saddies out, you know. Oh, that's nice, too. Well, I guess I'll just head back home, then.
Could you please let me out first?
Whoops. Sorry.
Thanks.
No, thank you for helping me realize I was homesick. You know, you're a really good listener.
Oh, well, thanks for the compliment.
No problem. So, I hate to ask, but can you guys help me move all my stuff back into my mom's basement?
We have a lot of crime to fight this week, so, sorry.
And, I'm just a voice, so...
All right, I can take a hint. I'll hire a mover.
That's a great idea.
My cousin knows a guy.
So, once again, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face escape from danger by listening and giving someone a bunch of compliments. Doesn't sound so exciting when you say it like that.
Now, this is an evil lair. Home, sweet home.
Chucky Buttons, your sandwich is ready!
Yes, Mother!
Tune in next time for another amazing adventure of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Since no one correctly defined the word scowl earlier, the first person to buzz in and give the correct answer will win today's bonus round. Ready to play, contestants?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Well...
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for scowl. Wow, looks like we have a three-way tie. What's your answer?
Number two.
That's correct. You're all winners. Huggy, show them what they've won.
An official Word Girl tunnel to the center of the Earth mobile! And see you next time on
May I Have a Word!
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is terrific because it is very exciting and it has a lot of jump to it.
Space is my favorite word because it is the first word I've ever said. Whenever someone is too close to me, I say, space. And sometimes when I have free time, I just like dream off and look into outer space for a little bit. And also, give me my space.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what delighted means. That's right! Delighted means to feel really, really good about something. Congratulations, Huggy! Delighted!